A top U.S. military official in Iraq says recent deadly attacks in Baghdad show that anti-coalition fighters are resorting to terrorist attacks against easy targets. Major General Raymond Odierno told reporters those opposing the U.S.-led coalition are resorting to desperate measures to stop efforts to bring security and prosperity to Iraq. General Odierno, the commanding officer of the 4th Infantry Division, told reporters via satellite link from Tikrit his soldiers are putting relentless pressure on the enemy, and this is why there has been an increase in attacks on civilian targets. The general says anti-coalition fighters are not directly attacking U.S. soldiers as frequently as before, but are now turning to what he described as terrorist activities to disrupt rebuilding efforts.
So they've had to change their techniques. And their techniques are trying to get more standoff and really go to a more terrorist, what I consider to be terrorist activities. They are really trying to attack civilian targets, Iraqi civilians. They are trying to go against soft targets. They're going against international organizations we've seen with the UN and today with the Red Cross. So they're trying to get support for their fight by going after soft civilian targets more and more and more. That is terrorist activity, no matter how you want to paint it, in my mind.
General Odierno says his forces have recently captured more than 120 mid-level leaders from Saddam Hussein's former regime and seized 35 caches of weapons. He says U.S. soldiers have also recovered $1.5 million. General Odierno says the money is suspected of being used to pay those attacking coalition forces. The general says his soldiers are aggressively going after anti-coalition fighters, and despite recent attacks, are making progress in bringing stability to central Iraq.
What I do know is with the people we're getting, we're capturing, and the information we're getting from them, we are clearly cutting into their ability to move forward. And I think that's why you see what you've seen the last couple days. I mean, think about what you've seen. You've seen attacks on civilian structures, you know, civilian hotel. Okay, yes, there's some military in there, but attack on a civilian hotel. You see a bombing of the International Red Cross. To me, that is fairly desperate measures.
General Odierno says his forces are still hunting Saddam Hussein, and the coalition has unconfirmed information that the former Iraqi president is frequently moving to and from locations near Tikrit. The general says he sees no indication Saddam is in control of any anti-coalition fighters, although he concedes some Iraqis fear their former leader as long as he remains at large. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.